Item 1132.
Authorize a 5-year grant agreement with Portland Parks Foundation for operational costs associated with fundraising and development services for Portland Parks and Recreation programs and projects for an amount not to exceed $500,000.
Commissioner Fish.
Colleagues, we know that a world-class park system depends on strong public-private partnerships. The Portland Parks Foundation is Portland Parks and Recreation's chief philanthropic partner. This fiscal year, the City Council budgeted and allocated $100,000 to the foundation, and today's ordinance authorizes a grant agreement for those funds. This agreement will also provide a mechanism for future years if there is an opportunity to provide further financial support. Our deep thanks to the foundation and outgoing executive director, Jeff Anderson. In fiscal year 2016-17, we granted $50,000 and the foundation turned it into $2 million. That's a pretty good investment. Excuse me, that's a pretty good return on an investment for the public dollar. We look forward to our continued work together. Now we will have a brief presentation from Kia Selle, Interim Director, Portland Parks and Recreation, Jeff Anderson, Executive Director, Portland Parks Foundation, and Mary Rubel, Board Chair, Portland Parks Foundation. Welcome to all of you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners, I'm Kia Selle, Interim Director of Portland Parks and Recreation. As Commissioner Fish stated, the purpose of this ordinance is to officially release the $100,000 that was allocated during the regular budget process for this fiscal year. The grant agreement is for 5 years, and it will allow for potential future allocations, specifically a maximum of the same $100,000 per year, should funds be available. We are pleased that this grant for operational support will allow the foundation to continue to support our Bureau's work through fundraising for capital projects like the Barbara Walker Footbridge and for programs like Summer Free for All. As you know, as a private philanthropic organization, many individuals make personal donations as well as do their planned or estate giving through our foundation. Additionally, the foundation is able to apply for grants at private family foundations. This is funding that would not be available to our projects or programs otherwise. Now it's my honor to introduce Jeff Anderson. It is his last day on the job. He is the executive director of the Portland Parks Foundation, and Mary Rubley, the board chair. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kia. So, Mayor Wheeler, members of council, I am Jeff Anderson, executive director of the Portland Parks Foundation. The foundation was created by the city in 2001 as part of PPNR's 2020 vision planning process. And as noted by Commissioner Fish, we're the chief philanthropic partner with the aim of attracting private gifts to support public parks. So as we approach 2020, this strategy has really proven to be a major success. PPF, the foundation, has raised nearly $14 million for parks and programs, along with over $3 million more for our own operating support. We've supported dozens of capital projects, along with such annual programs as recreational scholarships, community gardens, and Summer Free-for-All. And the handout I think you all just got reflects some of a selection of those projects. We're committed to extending this record of effective work. Commissioner Fish alluded to our most recent capital campaign, building the Barbara Walker Footbridge over West Burnside, to enhance public safety and the natural experience of the Wildwood Trail. This project has attracted over $2 million in private gifts and grants to complement the city's and Metro's commitment of just over $1 million in public funds. The campaign, like the foundation itself, is steered by volunteers who believe in the importance of attracting private philanthropic dollars for public good. We believe that this project and others throughout our history exemplify how a fundraising partnership like this one should work. Your allocation of operating support will allow PPF to spend more time raising private funds for special park projects that might not otherwise be completed, rather than spending that time raising money for our own daily operations. And we deeply appreciate that commitment. As I've stressed in past testimony to the council, parks are essential city infrastructure in our view. Research tells us they produce physical health, mental health, and stronger communities, not to mention the very oxygen we breathe. No other city priority or infrastructure motivates private donors the way that parks do. Public parks build a sense of place, and they help to drive broader community development. This is why they inspire the kind of grassroots energy that drove the development of the new Cully Park in a diverse and vital but challenged neighborhood. You know, 9 out of 10 Portlanders report using our parks every year. They generate goodwill, they generate volunteer commitment, and with appropriate and equitable investment from city leaders, that can in turn generate greater trust in our public institutions, something we sorely need. I'd even venture to say that investment in public spaces is one important strategy in sustaining democracy itself. So in closing, I want to extend again our appreciation, especially to our three sitting commissioners who have led parks during the foundation's history, Commissioners Saltzman, Fritz, and Fish. Thank you for all your efforts, and once again, our heartfelt thanks to the whole council for your support. I'd be pleased to answer any questions you have, but meanwhile, we'd like to turn the floor over to Foundation's Board Chair, Mary Rubel.
Thank you, and good morning, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. I'm Mary Rubel, Chair of the Board of the Portland Parks Foundation. I'm also past Chair of the Portland Parks Board and actually have been involved with parks for over 18 years. We believe wholeheartedly in public-private partnership at the Foundation, and that is what has helped us to create one of the nation's best park systems and thereby one of the nation's most livable cities. In adding to Jeff's remarks today, I would like to simply say thank you for your support and to note the importance of leverage through the Foundation. My career has been in the financial services industry, and I tend to look at the numbers. In the 17 years since Portland Park Foundation's founding, the return on investment of operating dollars has been 4-to-1 private dollars to city money. The return doesn't occur every single year, but it does occur over the long term. During our recent campaign for the footbridge, as Jeff mentioned, it has been even more dramatic. In the 18 months following the first $50,000 grant from Portland Parks and Recreation to the foundation, which is the only previous instance of operating support, we've raised over $2 million, which is a significant return on investment. Nearly 1,000 individuals, foundations, and businesses have made gifts to support this public safety measure and to beautify our city. In addition to its own fundraising, the foundation leverages volunteer time and funds for other projects that benefit Portland. For example, Portland Park Foundation's consulting support and a small seed grant last fall of $2,500 to the Friends of Mount Tabor have been leveraged through a volunteer-led campaign to raise over $100,000. Again, a very good return on investment. We are now supporting a permanent part-time position at Mount Tabor to educate, train, and coordinate volunteers to remove invasive species, which is an important issue in our city. We also are contributing to watershed health. The kind of work that we're doing is dedicated to the City of Portland and through our Parks Friends groups. We can accomplish amazing things when the City and the Foundation work closely together, and we pledge to continue building our partnership with PPNR that will lead to great dividends for Portland. In closing, I would like to thank Jeff Anderson, who, as many have noted, this is his last day. Jeff has been a terrific executive director of the foundation. Under Jeff, the foundation has gained prominence, breadth, and traction in the city, and we are poised for a great future. We look forward to continued partnerships. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Commissioner Fritz?
I have a question for Commissioner Fish. Will the 100,000 for next year be a line item in the parks budget request?
So let me put that to Kia. That's a great question.
Because the mayor graciously included the 100,000 that we're actually giving out today, but this is for an ongoing for 5 years. So that will need to come back to council as a decision, right?
So it would come back to council as a decision through the budget process.
So it'll be called out as a line item.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Very good. Public testimony?
I have
I'm sorry. I apologize. Commissioner Fish and then Commissioner Saltzman.
Dan, go first.
So I think maybe Jeff said, since the foundation's inception, it's raised $14 million, roughly?
$14 million in addition to funds we raised for our operational budget.
Which is about $300,000, you said?
Yeah. The operating budget this year is about $385,000. The total raised for operations over our history has been a little over $3 million for operations.
Okay. Yeah, I guess this sounds like a good investment on our part. With a good return, as Mary said. I am a little leery about sort of the precedent being set here in that other friends of organizations might look to us for operational support, too, and I just don't think that's how the playbook's written. You know, foundations are supposed to raise money to operate themselves and raise money for the mission or cause. But I appreciate this, and it seems like a modest amount, but let's keep it a modest well-leveraged amount.
Thank you.
Can I just comment? I think what Commissioner Saltzman just said is very important, and it is my view that when we have designated a particular entity as our official partner, it's different than if you are in a less official capacity. So, for example, I have felt it was appropriate for us to give some assistance to the Portland Rose Festival Foundation because we have tasked them to be the official festival for the city of Portland. Likewise, in the original 2020 vision plan, we established the Parks Foundation board as our official partner in raising funds. I think Commissioner Saltzman makes an excellent point, though, that we should be very judicious in the use of, in essence, priming the pump with our partner organizations. And my test would be, is it an officially sanctioned and sponsored organization that we've established that unique relationship? Because I think as he suggests and implies, and I agree with, we can't just provide seed money for all of our friends groups. So I appreciate your comments. I just wanted to ask Mary, the board chair. This is Jeff's last day. Do you expect sometime in the future to have an announcement about the future leadership?
I do. Thank you. We've run a very inclusive search process that included people from the city as well as our board and other park supporters. We're very close to an announcement. Hope to have that in the next couple of weeks, and we had some excellent candidates.
Well, you want to take a picture? So, Mayor, I'm getting signals here. After we take a vote on this, Mayor, could we get a photograph with Jeff and Mary?
I certainly have no objection to that. Does that complete the questions?
Yeah.
Do we have public testimony on this item, Carla?
Yes, we have three people signed up.
Very good.
We have Maggie, Shedrick J. Wilkins, and Lightning.
Maggie, would you start us off, please? Please, yeah, thank you.
Okay. As far as I'm concerned, any city money going to the parks right now, you can fill all the parks in with concrete, build a wall, whatever, because right now with all the homeless people and the people being kicked out of shelters or not wanting to go into shelters because they're so unhealthy, you've got transgender people who can't use the bathroom in Director's Park because you've closed it, and elderly and disabled. The woman who was kicked out of Salvation Army because her bed wasn't paid for last Monday or Tuesday night she was kicked out. She tried to advocate for herself as the Peggy Samolinsky of some sexual assault interim
this
director program
she
was with, said people do, and she was taken out by the police. So she was out for a week out in the rain, and she was at Director's Park. We tried to get her in somewhere for 3 hours. I was on the phone in Director's Park, and then finally I had to leave. I had to go back to Safes, and somebody stayed with her, Alexis, who also goes to county and testifies. And you know, they close. Why are we using taxpayer money when they close the bathrooms at these parks and elderly, transgender, and disabled can't use them? And they also pull the games that if the homeless come, they arrest them or chase them off, or they pull the stuff that people use to use the park there, the chess boards or the games, they'll just pull them. Let's just build a wall around all the parks and fill them in with concrete, because you're only going to let certain people use the facilities, the bathrooms. You're arresting homeless women who come in there and scream because there's no. She needs adult protective services, and so the police come along and arrest her. You're just not doing your job.
Thank you. Good morning.
I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and it's Halloween 2018. On Halloween 2011, I toured Occupied Portland, which were two park blocks out here. I thought the way it was set up was very civil, very organized. They were trying to make a statement that because of the stock market crash of August 2008, there was a lot of people that lost a lot of money. And I even met students there that couldn't afford to go to PSU, so they decided to become a part of that. It was well organized. There was a group of troublemakers there. But in the future, if Trump messes up the stock market, I favor having people being housed in public parks, as was done out here. Some people claim damage to the parks out here. I don't think so. And I think if the stock market does have problems, there is not adequate shelter. Also, Mayor, I am 50 feet from a proposed Pearl District shelter that you haven't made yet.
I second the motion about housing people in parks, because that's taxpayer money.
Thank you, but that's not what we're talking about. Lightning, good morning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Creativity XX1 PDX. Again, just from my position, I might have a concern on this money being funded for fundraising from Portland Parks Foundation. Now, again, where my concern is that it's my understanding, and I might be wrong on this, is that Portland Parks Foundation was originally set up by the Portland Parks and Recreation. Now, when we talk about independence from a nonprofit 501c3 to the city itself, again, as I've stated to Mayor Wheeler, is that I like to have a real clear line there, and there's no looking at it. But if I could finish, Commissioner Fish, one of the concerns I have here is that, for instance, I'll use an example here. When you use the term official nonprofit to work alongside of us for the private and public partnership, well, I'd like to, as the Lightning Parks Foundation, to work alongside the city. Now, since you already have an official nonprofit working alongside you, raising money, working along side by side, literally even doing PR to where what they can say, you're going to say this, or what you can do, we're going to be in contact with you immediately on that. That's not much independence. It's kind of like I had problems with what's called an employee and independent contractor. And I had someone come here and say, you're saying they're an independent contractor, but you're telling them every little thing to do and everything to do. We think they're your employee, so let's pay all the other benefits and you make sure you call them an employee. And I ran into problem on that, and I'm seeing the same thing here. I mean, this nonprofit or foundation was pretty much set up by the city. It's called the official for the parks? And how does that, when we talk about equity for anyone else, say some people in Northeast Portland, when we're talking to Cawley, and they want to get in the middle of this, they want to be part of this, they want to be that official nonprofit. Well, when you have this set up in this manner from the city, and my only other concern I have on this situation is that when we're talking conflict of interest, no city officer or employee during his tenure of 2 years thereafter shall have any interest, direct or indirect, in any grant agreements or proceeds thereof. City officer or employee who selected grantee, participated in the award of this agreement, or managed this agreement shall not seek the promise of employment from the grantee or be employed by the grantee during the term of the agreement. So here's a problem I have. If you're the city and you create the nonprofit, how do you stay out of that, you know, that kind of that shadow of the conflict of interest situation? And I'm just saying, using an example of independent contractor employee status, City of Portland, nonprofit. So that's my concern. And as an ex-state treasurer, Mayor, I know that you watch these things very close, probably more close than anyone else would. So that's why I'm just bringing my concerns at this time. Thank you.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Need to stop paying for discrimination against.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Thank you, Commissioner Fish, for bringing this forward. I really appreciate Jeff Anderson's comments both here and at the City Budget Forum last year, when I think you single-handedly turned things around. And I will finally today get around to posting your speech on my blog. Thank you, because you really do understand the value of parks. It's very difficult to raise money for operating expenses, and we don't want to be taking so big of a cut off of the donations for specific projects that then seems to be unreasonable. So I think this is a good use of taxpayers' money. I will say, though, that I think you should be adding the $68 million that we raised through the Fix Our Parks bond measure to your tally of the things that the foundation helped get done, because the foundation volunteers and staff drove me to over 100 meetings to spread the word about that and to get that bond measure passed. And we're seeing the great results all over our city today. I will appreciate it if we can have the annual report from the foundation come to council, so that we can see what leverage this money is getting, because I know it's going to continue. And people do value our parks. It's not that there's just so many things that go on in parks that people really care about, but the behind-the-scenes work they ought to care about, because that's what makes the rest of it happen. Aye.
Fish?
Jeff Anderson, thank you very much for your service to the Parks Foundation. We have a little token of our esteem, which we'll give you when we take a photograph in a minute. Mary, thank you for your leadership at the Parks Foundation, and I have a long history with the foundation, and I can assure all my friends that they operate quite independently of the city and have their own leadership structure, and they make their own decisions. And I'm also very proud that of the projects that you've raised money for. One of them included the Cully Park in the most diverse census tract in our city, which is at the heart of Cully. So it speaks to the values of the organization and where they raise money and invest money. I enthusiastically support this ordinance. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I also want to thank Jeff Anderson for your leadership at the foundation. Done a good job. And Mary, for your ongoing leadership on the board. Thank you very much. Aye.
Wheeler.
Thanks, Jeff. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.
Take a quick picture, Mary.
Jeff, thank you.
Kia, would you join us next, Mary? Thank you. I shaved it off. Thank you. It's a small
one. All right, is this everyone? Let's get in closer. A little closer. All right.
On the count of three, say discrimination.
Just look here and smile. Thank you. Keep smiling, keep smiling. Awesome.
She's become our best unofficial photographer. Yeah. Yeah.
I know.
That's not even her job description. Thank you.
Okay, one more matter.